Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that Onita?
Yes, it is.
Hi there. Are you here alone?
I guess. I just came on, and nobody else seems to be here, so except you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I thought I would beat in and see what's happening. Everybody seems to come on a little late lately.
Yeah.
A little later, maybe. Oh, well. What's happening with you today?
Not a lot, except I got a lot of cleaning up to do, so.
Yeah. Now, you're in Kansas?
Yeah.
Is it Kansas? What part of Kansas are you?
Just north of Wichita, about 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Are you already in full swing of summer there?
Yeah, it's getting that way, so.
I know, we're getting pretty hot here in Phoenix.
Yesterday it was fairly warm, so it's getting that way. Yeah, I've got a brother and sister-in-law coming in on Friday from California by way of Iowa. Anyway, they're...
Has arrived.
Yeah.
So they're from San Francisco, so they're not going to be used to this hot weather, so...
Oh, I know it. Yeah, San Francisco can be pretty... It's beautiful this time of year, too, though.
Yeah.
Who came in? Was it Dottie?
No, it's me. How are you, Jeannie?
Oh, it's Nancy.
And Onita.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah. We're just visiting, waiting to see who else is coming.
Anybody hear from Brenda?
No. Yeah, I haven't talked to her. I called her one day. A few weeks ago, though.
Mm.
And she said she just sometimes has a hard time remembering what time she gets too involved in her day, and I guess, who knows, early.
It is early.
Sometimes forgot, yeah. She's taking care of her husband, had surgery too, I guess.
As he said, you have no idea what you're getting into when things like that happen.
Yeah, I bet. That would be something. So, anyway, I'm sitting here doing my. We're getting ready to go to Del Mar, California, for the month, leaving next Tuesday.
Is the LA area or where?
South. It's north of San Diego.
Oh, okay.
So more towards San Diego.
Uh-huh.
That was from there.
Okay, so that's not really a real big trip for you, is it? Or is it?
That's about 6 hours.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Sure. But I was looking at the condo. We rented a condo for the month, and I'm looking at all that to see what I need to bring and that kind of stuff. And we've got a doggy daycare for Gracie.
Oh, that'll be nice. How is she doing?
Yeah, I'll be dropping her off in the morning and picking her up in the afternoon.
Oh, nice. How is she doing?
She's doing pretty good.
Is she close to being back to normal?
She's probably about 80%.
Wow. Been a long road too, isn't it?
Yeah, she can get in and out of the pool on her own. She walks. I'm worried just about her toes. Her two middle toenails. I'm trying to open something here. Sorry. The two middle toenails on both feet are just down to the nub.
Oh.
And one of them in particular is just. She hardly has any toenail left, so
wow.
The nerve, you know how they, sometimes she'll bump it and she'll bleed and
ouch.
Stuff on it, quick stuff. Anyway, I went to Ricky saw a service dog yesterday with, I've been in search of the perfect booty for her to wear, you know,
mm-hmm.
And there was a service dog that had the cutest little shoes,
huh.
And the lady said she got him at REI, which is an outdoor fitter here, so I went there. And these are the cutest little things. They look like tennis shoes. they have a rubber bottom. They were expensive. They have a rubber bottom for traction, and then they come up just around, just above the paw, where the leg goes up when they're standing.
Like an ankle.
And it has a nice Velcro thing.
Huh?
That's the rent. So the top is red mesh, where it's breathable.
Uh-huh.
Like some of the tennis shoes.
Yeah.
So cute. So anyway, I put them on her. I said she's used to wearing something on the back 2 feet, but not the front 2 feet. Like on 2 feet, on two. Oh, it was hilarious. She was like, what are these? And she was picking up her feet like she had a bunch of goo underneath her.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
And she could probably even wear them in the water or no?
Well, I was thinking with the hot sand and the hot pavement for the summer and, you know, those kind of things. So I don't know. I mean,
does it say that they're waterproof?
And they're waterproof, yeah.
Oh, good. So she could wear them in the water.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In fact, she wore the back two in the swimming pool yesterday.
Okay. So, obviously, on a very small or even a very thin-legged dog, this would not work, probably.
Well, the Velcro, and I got large. You have to put their paw down and measure across.
Okay.
And I got large, and Ricky's like, I don't know if they're too big or not, but her paw spreads out.
Yeah, and you don't want it too tight on those toes.
Yeah. So, and it has a rubber. It's cute. The rubber comes up around the edge of the toes, like some of the tennis shoes we have. The rubber.
So more protection.
On the front of your toe.
Good.
This does too. It's really
cute.
It's called Ruffwear, R-U-F-F. And they're for hiking, and, you know, a lot of dogs go hiking with theirs.
Right.
So anyway.
Isn't that right?
It doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, yeah. And I've tried to so many others. They're a little challenging to put on.
Mm.
Of course. So we're going to take her to the park this morning and put them on her and let her run at the park. She'll have more motivation than in the house.
Mm-hmm.
See how that goes. She's doing good.
Yeah, good.
I just want to protect her toes, you know. That's the thing I want to do.
Mm.
All right, I'm going to put you on mute for just a second or two.
What's going on in Kansas, Anita?
Well, other than the fact that it's getting hot, well, not all. Got a brother and his wife coming in on Friday from California by way of Iowa. They had gone up there for something. Her family's from there, and now they're renting a car and driving down to visit us over the weekend. So trying to figure out what kind of food to feed them or whether to wait until they get here and let them figure out what they're going to do. So,
do they know how you eat?
Huh?
Do they know how you eat?
No.
Okay.
So, and I've kind of given up on Harlan, so I may just feed him and eat something else or...
Well, were you on the call yesterday?
No, I wasn't.
You know, Marty said to me a couple years ago already when I started this, probably... The next holiday was probably Labor Day, because I think, or maybe July 4th, yeah, because I started in May. And he said very clearly to me, if you want the kids to come for holidays, you need to serve them food they'll eat.
Yeah.
And so for Memorial Day, I made hamburgers for them. Refused to do hot dogs just because of what's in them. But I bought hamburgers, and I, you know, my son grilled them for everybody. And oh well.
Yeah.
There was enough there that I could eat, and that's all he really cared about.
Right, yeah. I try to, Harlan's been bugging me for potato salad, which for him usually has the, you know, egg, hard-boiled egg in, so pulled one out of Reverse and Prevent Heart Disease, Dr. Eshelstein's book, last night, and because I had potatoes I needed to get rid of anyway because they're getting wilty. So I made that, and it was really good. I did add some chopped dill pickle to it because it needed a little something extra, but yeah, it was really good.
Now, it's interesting. I think that when I used to make potato salad, it seems to me the recipe I had called for sweet pickles.
Yeah, well, I have a daughter-in-law that makes it with dills, and I didn't happen to have any sweet ones right now, so that's what I put in.
You know what? My husband is one of those big ears. Yeah, why don't you make potato salad, Nance? Potatoes are good for me, he's telling me.
potato salad.
Well, Onita was just telling me about making it, so of course Marty was walking through and he heard. Yeah, why don't you make potato salad, Nance? Somebody, where our son went for dinner Sunday night, a friend of his, I guess he had the kids also, and they walked in here with a plate of ribs because they felt sorry for Mark. After his surgery and everything else, they just felt so sorry for him that he's, you know, not getting fed well and the whole shtick, and they sent him a few ribs for him to eat. Oh, well.
My husband just went down and got himself a sausage out of the freezer I brought and stuck it on the grill.
You know what? You can't live somebody else's life.
I know.
As frustrating as it could be for us, but sometimes we've made positive changes, and there are things that I don't even buy meat except for holidays. And
he doesn't buy his own, so.
No, he really doesn't, but you know, he's still not driving, so it's three meals a day here now. And I did buy eggs because at least I can make him an omelet for lunch, and, you know, I do the best I can.
Yeah.
And there certainly have been some positive changes in the house that he's living with.
Yeah.
And maybe if I was a person who really enjoyed all this cooking and da-da-da-da-da, and it was more variety of healthier things to eat for both of us, he would eat more of it. But, you know, I do what I do. When his nurses were here yesterday for their final visit, I don't know, I got on a roll. The primary nurse, who was the very first one who came when he came the day after he came over the hospital, had horses. And she saw his flex and wanted to know what it was. And I said, Magnus. She said, oh, yeah. I said, Ben, I'm sure that animals do that. Well, yesterday was my last chance, so I said to her, I said, you know, since you have horses, you must have heard about Magnus a long time ago. They've been using them with animals, you know, hundreds of years before they started with people. And we got into a big discussion with the whole thing, and she has carpal tunnel. I wanted to know if I had anything for carpal tunnel. And she left with our hand wrap, and it felt better.
Yeah.
And I also gave her the beautiful comp CD, as well as the other gal, the other nurse who was with her. And I gave them both power patches, and they tried the Mag Boys, and I said, this is what they use on horses. Wasn't there recently on one of, I think it must have been Vance's calls, because that's all I'm listening to, somebody with a horse who could barely walk, and they rubbed with the Mag Boys for a little while, and the horse was out there doing what they do?
I must have missed that one, but yeah, we've used magnets on horses and used the Mag Boys on them.
Yeah, she wanted to know for how long, how do you know where to do it, you know, all these questions, and anyway, I told her she could borrow the hand wrap for a week. And I also gave them each a taste of the brownies. And, you know, I like the second batch better than the first, where I used part agave and part honey. It's not quite as sweet. It's still pretty rich, and I'm going to cut that a little bit the next time. But they both really liked them. The assistant nurse, who's still in training, because it's a different kind of a job, is very tall and very thin. And she just dove right into a whole piece and said, oh, this is really good. They both wanted the recipe. And we're trying to, nobody figured out what was in it. Somebody said oatmeal. And I said, gee, somebody mentioned that on the call yesterday. No oatmeal. But the primary nurse said, this would be a good way to hide nutrition for my kids.
Has arrived.
So, you know, she's going to probably make them with black beans and tell her kids that they're healthy or whatever.
Yeah, sounds good.
That was fun.
I haven't made those yet. I need to do that.
Yeah. Junior, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay, somebody else just came on.
Can you hear me, Steve?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, good morning.
I heard Steve.
Steve.
Hi, Steve. How's it going for you today?
Wonderful.
That's a good thing. I'm looking at the place where we're going to stay in California.
Should be nice there and a nice break for you weather-wise, too.
Yeah, that's one reason why we're going to go.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been before?
Yeah, it's been a few. Usually we stay with someone, but this is our first time with Gracie.
Uh-huh.
Our first time with her, so that'd be kind of neat. It's in Solana Beach. So on a beach. Anyway, I want to get a place, and I want to see what it looks like as far as, like, taking her out. Like,
Is it right on the beach at all?
No.
Mm-mm. Are you going up to Portland this year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We are. Mm-hmm. Going to, not until August.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good time to get out of Phoenix.
The end of August, yeah. That's what we used to like to do, is get out here as much as possible. But then last couple of years, we've been home a little bit.
Bless you.
Well, that much sneaked up on me. Anyway, I finally got a magnet put on Gracie. I tied it. I found one of those mesh. I must have gotten it from one of the people that makes stuff for magnets, you know, to hold magnets on you. It's a mesh long thing, and you can stretch it, and you open it up, and it puts a mini in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tied it around. I put it on the back of her neck and then tied it around to her collar.
Oh.
So that one stays on her. I figured that part out.
When?
Go ahead and figure out the shoe part.
You could put one in the shoe on the bottom. So it will be on her pad. As long as she keeps the shoe on, it should stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
When our dog had a malignancy removed from behind her ear, I made a neck band for her. And I'm not a seamstress in any sense of the word, but I put, I just took a piece of cloth, and I don't remember how many I put in, but I just kept putting them in and sewing, you know, stitching between each one so they wouldn't all jumble up together, and put it on her neck, and it stayed on until the day she died. It was tight enough that she couldn't scratch it off.